Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 373. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you four ways on how to receive one at the end of the program. Please specify if you want a CD or an audio tape. It's absolutely free, including postage and handling. We have a strong message today, of course, as always, because I pray to the Lord, and the Lord is the one that pours out His Spirit, and He uses me as a message, as a mouth for Him to speak through. It pleases God that the world would be saved by the foolishness of preaching the gospel, and it is foolishness to those that are unsaved. At one time, it was extremely foolish for myself, but now this is one of the reasons why I have such tremendous mercy on people in the world, because I realize where you're at. I was there once myself, but God came down in a very supernatural way in an office in Beverly Hills when I was there speaking to an attorney because he wanted to invest in one of the promotions that I was doing on a man named Bobby Jameson. He was not my attorney, but my attorney was there with his wife and an entourage of about 11 or 12 people. I can't even, that's 42 years ago. And what happened was there was actually six Los Angeles motorcycle people fully armed with me, because this was part of an entourage that I had doing the promotion for this person. We have, as I said, the strong message. We have music, and we've got the continuation of a anti-Alamo article that was written about me. There's so many of them, you know, because all of them are divisions of the Vatican. There's millions of divisions of it. They're like secret spies. Now, the Lord, He punishes people. He actually pours out He creates these different environments for us where we're sinning or we're doing something that He doesn't like. And also Satan, because this is the law of God. He wants us to keep the commandments. And if we don't, we go to hell in the lake of fire. Now, when we are preaching the gospel, then Satan has punishments for us. This is his law. If we break his law, such as preaching the gospel, the real gospel, I'm talking about God being a man, they would call Him the man in the sky. If we do something that is against Him, as I said, He creates this environment for us. And when we are preaching the gospel, or we are doing the will of the Lord here on earth, we receive persecution. This is the law of Satan. And like what happened over at Waco, Texas, where he slaughtered all those people, and where the government and the devil, the Vatican uses the world government to do his dirty work, like he's using our armed forces here in the United States to go overseas and punish people for a lie that was told to President Bush, and then Bush said the troops over there to punish these people for doing something that they weren't doing. And so when Satan creates an environment for you, he doesn't give you a chance. Like, he'll send you to prison and take you away from your family and friends. And then he'll just, out of nowhere, bomb you when you can't even believe what he's doing. Or send, hire people, like John Peeler stated that he was hired to assassinate me for preaching the gospel. And they do it in a clandestine way. Why don't they, if they thought I was really committing some evil thing, why don't they say that they're Catholics? We get all a lot of letters from people, and 90% of them don't even sign their names because they don't want to be known. So what they do is like Waco, Texas, as I said, but these are not normal situations. These are not normal chastenings. They're chastenings from Satan. But what I'm talking about is good deeds that people do. God blesses them. And so does a good dad, a man that is a father of children. And good governments that would never persecute people for preaching the gospel. Okay, we also have this letter, and we're going to read that later on. Now, here we have a song by one of my very favorite singers. And I'm sure you'll know what his name is when he sings Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
There was three children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and they took a trip to the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, he took a lot of gold and he made an idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. And he told everybody, when you hear the music of the cornet and the flute and the harp, you must fall down and worship the idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the children of Israel would not bow down. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego wouldn't fool them with a golden idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Chilling in the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He got the coals and the red hot brimstone, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. 7 times hotter than it ought to be, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Burn up the soldiers what the king had put down, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the Lord sent an angel with snowy white wings down in the middle of the furnace, talking to the children about the power of the gospel. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, it couldn't even burn the hair on the head of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Laughing and a-talking while the fire was a-jumping round. Ho, ho, ho! Meshach, Abednego. Now old Nebuchadnezzar called Ador when he saw the power of the Lord. And they had a big time in the house of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Praise the Lord. That was Fank Springman, and he's one of my very, very favorite gospel singers. He's been gone to be with the Lord for quite some time now, and he's available on recordings. He's been on about three or four different gospel record companies. When they used to call sounds like this records, now everything is CDs or audio tapes. Okay, now, we have a testimony here, or a couple of them. Go ahead. Where's the first one from?
From Malawi, Africa.
All right.
Dear beloved Pastor Lamo, greetings and salutations from Malawi to you, Pastor Tony. I was joyous and grateful when you accepted me to be part of the Lord's compassionate soul-winning team. And also I was happy when I laid hands on the Holy Bible and literature, including the Messiah book and a concordance. Prayerfully, my wife and I are distributing the true plan of salvation to those who know English, and also we are translating these messages into our mother language, Chichewa, for those who aren't educated, and some people in the villages. A great number of people are converted here in Malawi through your literature. Therefore, here in Malawi, we need thousands of copies. Please send me 15,000 copies per tract. And then he lists six different pieces of literature. Also, 20 Holy Bibles. When you send me these materials, I and my wife will be joyous and grateful because we are preaching the gospel to every creature, Mark chapter 16, verse 15. So we need good preparation. We will keep you in prayer all the time for the good work you have performed for the whole world, including Malawi, by winning millions of souls. Yours faithfully, Beaton from Luanda, Malawi, Africa.
No, praise the Lord. I was wondering why am I faltering and halting. It's actually, I cannot talk well at all unless it's the Holy Spirit talking from Him. It's, I forgot to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm absolutely helpless without you. I falter and halter and everything, but Lord, I need you. Every hour I need you, every minute I need you, every second to talk through me. Let me be your mouthpiece, Father. Let the spirits of all those out in the world open up. Because it is your spirit that loves to live in men's and humanity's spirits, to bring life unto their temporal spirit, to give eternal life unto it. Lord, we ask that you open everyone's spirit, wake them up unto life eternal. Because right now everyone is dead that is not born again of the Spirit, dead in their sins and trespasses. And it is only you, Lord, that has the gift of eternal life for those that believe in the Word, all the entire Word of God, the Old and New Testament. Your word, Lord. And we ask that you bring this to the minds, the hearts, and the spirits of everyone out in the world so that they can know without a doubt that you are the only giver of immortality. Lord, open the minds and the hearts and spirits of not only the unsaved, but those that have drifted away, that were once in you and haven't really committed any cardinal sin yet, but they have stopped loving you. They don't love you anymore. And bring back that love into them, that first love, and that they love the brethren. Because if we don't love, if we hate the brothers and if we hate the sisters, we're still walking in darkness. And so, Father, we ask that everyone receive the things that you'll be saying on this program, that their souls might be saved and that the church be strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
Okay, now what, do you have another one?
Yes, from Lawrenceville, Georgia. Dear Pastor Alamo, greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My name is Joe, and I'm writing from the county jail of Gwinnett County, Georgia. I have been receiving your world newsletter by blessing of God and have really learned a lot. The Lord Jesus Christ has really blessed you with spiritual wisdom and understanding. I want to continue to receive your newsletters, and I was writing to see if you could bless me with some of the books you have written and with a good dictionary, because I have been having trouble with some of the words the King James Version of the Bible uses. Pastor Lamo, I also want to add that I used to be a gang member, and I have been convicted of a crime I committed. I have been convicted to 25 years to do 15. But this time I want to use it to better myself in life and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so that I can start to bang the truth of Jesus Christ and not the lie anymore. Please do what you can for me, and I will be really blessed, and I would appreciate it. I pray the Lord Jesus Christ bless your ministry as it already has been blessed abundantly. I love you, Pastor Alamo. Thanks for your help in the name of Jesus. Joe from Lawrenceville, Georgia.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, the Spirit of Christ in Romans 8 talks about the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We need everyone in this world, really, if you want to go to the kingdom of heaven and stay there and stay out of hell and the lake of fire, we need to have the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of Christ, the life of Christ in us. Not just to believe that we're dead or reckon that we're dead, because the only way that we are able to know that we are dead to ourselves, that our old life is over with, and that we have this new life, eternal life, is and so that we're dead to ourselves, to the flesh, I mean, if we have the eighth chapter of the book of Romans, that we are also in the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. You can try to reckon yourself to be dead for if you wanted to, if you lived 100 years. But the more that you only reckon yourself to be dead without having the Holy Spirit in you, the more you are still alive. So, yeah, but you must have your eyes open enough to see that the Spirit of Jesus, you have to see the Spirit of Jesus. There is the actual effectiveness of death for your flesh. If we live by the flesh, we will die a horrible death, an eternal death. But if we live by the Spirit, we will have life. So there is the actual effectiveness of death for your flesh. And that's the Spirit of Christ living in you with his Father by the Spirit. Or, in other words, I'm saying, when I say your death, that means the death of your own way. Too many people, I mean, the entire world is going their own way. By receiving the power of the Holy Spirit within you, that is what causes us to, or you, to not only reckon that we are dead, but that we are dead to our own will, our own ways. It's very something for you to think about and to meditate on always. The Holy Spirit is the power in us that kills our flesh, our own way. The Holy Spirit is the killing power. All you have to do is just simply receive the Holy Spirit. Forget about all those formulas that you might conjure up or other people are telling you. Just walk in the Holy Spirit. Walk according to the teaching, the doctrine. Just walk in the Spirit. There's all kinds of teaching and all kinds of doctrine, and we have to learn all those teachings and doctrines. But with more than that, you have to walk in the Holy Spirit. And that is the Word, the Spirit. The Word that I speak unto you, Jesus said, is Spirit and life. That's what the teaching, the doctrine is. Simply take the Holy Spirit, which has the killing element within it. The more of the Holy Spirit you have in you, the more of the killing power of your own ways will be in you. And also, the more of the Spirit of God in you, the more you're not going to be hurt by evil things that evil people say about you, people that have not yet been regenerated. And, you know, you can't let the devil see you crying. The devil gets his kicks when he sees you crying, bawling, or, oh, just being so frustrated. Instead of what he hates is when he sees his people saying all evil things about you and arresting you and everything. What he hates is when you have a smile on your face. Amen? But it's not a fake smile because you're in the Holy Spirit. All right?
Amen.
So here's a negative letter, another negative Alamo letter, and you see it. The reason that you see some of these things and all the negative things that you see on the internet and every on the media and everywhere about myself is that I'm doing a job for God. I'm winning human souls, and that is one thing that Satan hates, because we're taking the ones that he has deceived by the Spirit of God, the Word of God. We're getting their eyes opened up, and we're leading them to the Lord. And so they have every negative thing in the world to say about us. Now, yesterday we read part of this article that this pitiful person wrote. It's obvious they don't know the Word of God, and they don't care about it at all. They just like to consider themselves to be a critic of God. We'll criticize you, God, and we're going to stand before you, and I'll tell you what, when I get up there, I'm going to punch you in the nose, God. No, there isn't anybody going to do that. I was one of the toughest guys, you know, that you want to know, because I was going to make it, and I was making it, and nobody better get in my way before I was saved. So, when the Spirit of God came down upon me, I was like a person was just screaming inside my head off. I was saying, oh God, don't kill me, because he's pulling the breath in and out of me, and I says, I'll do exactly what you say. And I wasn't on narcotics or drugs or anything, never have been. I'm a health, strength, and energy person. I was the executive vice president of the American Health Studios, and still a bit figure form. This was the largest health chain on the face of this earth back in the 50s, and we sponsored the Mr. Universe and Mr. America contest, and I always was in great shape, and I still am in great shape at 72 years old. I can still do a lot of feats of strength. We don't have enough time for me to brag about it, because I don't want to brag about it anyway. But at any rate, here is the continuation of this negative letter, and I just want to answer some of the things they're saying. Okay, go ahead.
The Christian minister Jim Jones, also known as a cult leader, fled the country.
Let me say something. Now, yeah, also Jesus was known as a cult leader. The Apostle Paul was known as a cult leader. All the different people of the Lord were known as a cult leader. But who made Jim Jones known as a cult leader? And who is attempting to make me look like a cult leader? It's the Vatican media, the mouth of Satan. When in reverse, you know, it's just amazing that people don't say that the Vatican is the biggest and most dangerous and notoriously for hundreds of years the worst and the biggest cult on the face of this earth. Anyone that's preaching the gospel is not a cult. They'll either call you a cult or a sect. And Christians, according to them, don't have property. They just have compounds. Now, a lot of wicked things can be done on a compound, everybody. You know, it's really, compounds are really bad. And I hear people using that. They say, you know, when you want to rent a property or something, well, it's on a compound of five different places. Do you people out there, we have houses all over the place. We don't have any compounds, all right? These are just buzzwords that the Vatican uses, and this poor, pathetic soul has picked up on that. So he says, Jim Jones was also a cult leader. What about the government agents that went in and killed them all and then lied through the media saying that they all took poison? They did not take poison. You cannot talk anybody, especially 1,000 people at one time, to take poison. I don't care if it's in Kool-Aid or in Coca-Cola or orange juice. You're not going to get 1,000 people. That man was not that powerful. Because I've done a little study on him. He actually, his son stated that he was a Catholic. We're not Catholics. So if he is a Catholic, then why don't the Catholic Church, why don't they get blamed for the killings? Especially when it was the government, the world government people that went in there under the direction of the Vatican and killed them all with bullets. They were found with bullet holes in them, and they cremated them very quickly before anyone could do a check on it. These people are the most wicked people in the world. Just look at what they did over there at Waco to those Seventh-day Adventist church people. Yes, the Branch Davidian was a branch of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Now, I've listened to the leader over there, and I've listened to him preach the gospel, and it was pretty very solid right down the line. I saw, found no fault in it whatsoever. And one of the drummers that used to come over and play with him, because he played the guitar, said that those were the best bunch of people he ever met in his life. He said they were no cult. They were just a real nice Christian bunch of people. It was a beautiful church. So this is all garbage that the Vatican put out through their mouth. This government, Satan, gave the Antichrist a mouth, and that is the world media. And they hate it because I'm telling you all these things. Because now, if you believe what I'm telling you and what the Bible says, you'll be able to be saved. But if you believe them, there's no possibility for you, because you're believing the Antichrist rather than the Word of God, which is Christ. Okay, go ahead some more.
Jim Jones fled the country of USA because of income tax evasion back in 1970.
Well, this is the first time I heard about that. He had all kinds of government officials with him because he was Catholic. And the Catholic cult is the one that runs the government. And I don't have any knowledge of whether he fled the country, if he just went there. They went there. The news media has always said is because they wanted a peaceful, quiet environment to pray and serve the Lord. But that's neither here nor there. They did not take poison Kool-Aid. That's the point I'm trying to drive across to you. It was U.S. government and also the Guyana government soldiers that went in there and killed them and then cremated them real fast so people couldn't discover the bullet holes. And you've been fed this garbage, and the Bible says that the whole world will be deceived in the last days, and the devil got you. He got you in so many different ways. And then he said that the people at Waco were, David Koresh and his people, that they were a cult. And they said that they were abusing those children. But what did the government do to them? They killed them. David Koresh was not abusing those kids. The drummer that went over there said they, and I met several of them when I was in prison for the gospel's sake. I met them when I was in Memphis, Tennessee, in the prison there, FCI. And then I met them again when I was transferred out of Memphis, and I was in Florence, Colorado. They were there. And I talked to them. They said it was horrible, man. David Koresh tried to give up. He couldn't figure out why they were doing this to him, playing these rabbits being slaughtered over the intercom, over the sound system. And they made the press stay away so that they couldn't see the things there. They were having a ball, but they called it a turkey shoot. John Peeler stated that he was there, and he the one that was hired to assassinate me. I mean, these people are the most wicked people on earth. They're the devil. The Bible says that they're powered by that great red dragon, the devil, and that his seat is in Rome, Italy, the city of the seven mountains, and that the colors are scarlet and purple, and this is the exact colors of the Vatican. Now, the Lord knew not to say it was the Vatican or Catholics in the Bible, because they would have changed their name. Satan is a deceiver. So he described it in detail, that it's sitting, he didn't say Rome, because people would start saying, well, the city of the seven mountains is over there in Montana someplace. But it's the most powerful political organization on earth, and it is powered by Satan. Satan gave her, this whore of revelation, her seat in the city of the seven hills, and also gave her power to lie with every lying wonder and deceivableness. You can't believe anything that you hear on the radio, on television, or the newspapers. I mean, just nothing, unless they've got a photograph of a wreck that happened and some kind of proof that the person went to the hospital. Go ahead and keep reading here.
Jones then took his followers to Guyana, South America, and convinced himself and 912 followers to commit mass suicide.
That is a dirty, filthy lie. Some of the people that escaped from that organization started touring, going to different churches secretly, and they popped into our church and told Sue and I that they were not. Those people who did not commit suicide, they had soldiers, and they're shooting every single one of them, even including the children. Like at Waco, they said they were abusing the children, but these weasels murdered the children, their mothers, and their dads. And they don't care anything about children. They talk about child abuse and try to draw your attention away from them, but they're murdering, they're bombing millions of children. And you can see children suffering all over the world. Then they get on the program and say, we have to help the children. When in fact they're allowing them to starve to death, and they are allowing there to be these houses of prostitution where they take young girls and boys, and they keep them there, and they get them loaded on narcotics and drugs. As a matter of fact, it was Clinton that and this government, the Vatican's government, that brought drugs into this country. They want every one of you doped out of your mind so that you can't really receive what I'm saying, or you can't see what they're doing to you. Okay, so they were not, they never committed suicide. This is a dirty, rotten lie. There's many people, and it was David Koresh tried to give himself up, and they started pumping him full of bullets. They says, my God, what are they doing? I mean, we're waving these white flags. We'll come out. And even the sheriff of Waco stated that David Koresh was a real good guy, and all they would have had to do is just call him and have him come down, and he would have gladly done it. So you people are the biggest liars in the stinking world, and you people out there that believe them, you're going to wind up in hell and the lake of fire for believing the Antichrist. Because they are the Antichrist. You think that the Antichrist is one person, but what it is a corporate body of millions of people that are believing the lie of the Vatican. And they're after me right now. They murder me, just like Jesus said, you people are trying to kill me. And that's exactly what you're trying to do. He says, we're not trying to kill you for this or that, but what we're angry at you for is because you say this and that, the things that he said. And the things that Jesus said are the truth. As a matter of fact, he is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. When you're reading the Word of God, it's the truth. And the Word of God pinpoints in great detail the Antichrist, this corporate body of people, and its leader, which is the false prophet, which is the one that is in Rome. And when you believe the false prophet, you become a part of his body. You become one. So it's always one body. There's only two bodies. One is the body of Christ, which is the born-again Christians. And the other one is the body of Satan, which, if you're believing what Satan says, you're part of that body, and you're on your way to hell. And you're so duped that you don't realize that you're lost. It's because you don't read the Word of God, and you do listen to man rather than God. Okay, and then continue on.
Says he convinced himself and 912 followers to commit mass suicide in 1978 using cyanide poisoning.
Never happened. Dirty lie, filthy lie. Then what?
Because his drug abuse had got so far out of control.
No. The government is the one that caused everybody to, that is on drugs to use drugs, because they're the one that brought it in. We saw a film that a bunch of the people from, they went into Burma, and the people there, they says, well, we'd like to grow sugarcane and all that, but the United States government comes in here and gives us so much money to grow opium, poppies, and we make opium because we don't have any other crop. It makes so much money that that's what we do. And I forget the name of the person that was there. Do you remember anybody? He was that military
guy.
Bogreit was the one that reported that. And you don't hear old Bo anymore, but he really told you the truth. He says it is the United States government that's coming into Burma here and buying all these drugs and taking it back. And they actually are in charge of these guys that are out on the streets peddling the stuff. And every so often they'll arrest some of them that don't know that it was the government that brought it in. And they go to prison for 50 years, 100 years, lifetime, and all this sort of thing. But why didn't they send Clinton? Now, there's a story that Clinton's men that were with him tell where he was, they were unloading a whole plane of drugs in Mena, Arkansas, and there were two boys, young boys, that were stalled on a railroad track, and they saw them, and they said that Clinton had those boys killed, and that he's had hundreds of people killed and millions of people bombed. And yet everybody wants to, they just love him, and just because he smiles good, but God has given him heart trouble so bad that he had to have three or four bypasses. God is trying to save the man's soul, and I am as well. I don't want his soul to go to hell, or Bush's soul, or anybody's soul to go to hell. We love people, but we hate their deeds. And that's why the Bible is very fair with everyone, more than fair. Okay, then what else?
Tony Alamo served 6 years in prison because of alleged tax evasion.
No, I got a six-year sentence, and as I've said so many times before, I did 4 years, and they let me out because of good behavior, and that I was a model prisoner, quote-unquote. And Jesus spent time in prison, and so did all the apostles, every one of them, and I consider myself being one of the greatest club in the world, the outlaw club of the Lord Jesus Christ, the jailbirds, because for righteousness. There's one thing if you get put in prison for righteousness, and another one if you get put in for unrighteousness. Now, Clinton, Bush, and all the people that are bombing and killing people and bringing drugs into this country, and all those people that are with the Vatican and believe them, they should be in prison. You should let the people out of prison because they're the ones that have destroyed the country. The Bible says that there's people that are in hell that when Satan is thrown down there with his cohorts, they're going to look at him narrowly and say, so are you the one that destroyed the earth and the people of this earth? I mean, they've destroyed you people, and you're so afraid of them that you've made them immune. You've immunized them. You don't believe anything they say, that we say about them. All you do is believe the dirty lies that they tell, and you can see them destroying the earth around you. And now you're going to start seeing God destroying everybody else because they're saying that, oh, we got to take care of the environment. You know, the Lord doesn't care 2 cents about the environment. He's the one that brought the wrath down on New Orleans. Look at that. It's just helter-skelter everywhere. He doesn't care. God's not only cared about the what they call Mother Earth, which there's no such thing. He's going to burn this earth to a crisp, and all you liars, unless you repent. Now, it's like the Lord says, he doesn't hate the Nicolaitans, all these followers, this Vatican and all the people that have joined with it, but he hates their deeds. He wants you people to come to Christ. Religion cannot save your soul. Only Christ can save your soul. You can't live according to your own way. The more you experience the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit must live in you. And the Holy Spirit is now God the Father, and especially Jesus is the Holy Spirit. He became the life-giving Spirit. The more you will have the killing power of the Holy Spirit to your own ways, and to you will not believe lies anymore. You will not have such glory in listening to lies about innocent people. Okay, keep going.
Whenever he was asked in court to produce his account books or documents, they were nowhere to be found.
That's what they said about me. They said that, but at the end, and we have proof, after the trial, the men that were in my church found out that they had to turn all the books back. They had Chris Belcher, who was the district attorney, hid my books. I sent everything. I had the brothers send everything over there, and they hid my books. I mean, the reason they hid them, because if they would have shown those books, they would have said not guilty. And we went to Judge McCullough afterwards and asked him to say that I was not guilty and that he was sorry. He said, no, I won't do it. And this is on record. We have a public record on that. Have them dig that out of the church and put that on our website so they can see that I was not guilty, and they're the ones. Now, he's trying to make it look like I hid my books, records, and receipts. Christians, brothers, sisters, and all you unsaved people out there, I'm too busy to do books and everything. Our people, I had a whole office staff that took care of them, and I told them to send everything over there because we don't have anything to hide. I had everybody save every nickel receipt that we ever spent, even on a bottle of soda pop or a candy bar back then, and gave out to people or to anything, every plate of food. And I had a system over there, a filing system that was probably, without a doubt, as good or better than the FBI's files. And we sent it all over. We have videotape showing that we took down tractor trailer loads of our books, records, and receipts. And I had one of my boys there, Norman Caffin, who sat there, and he said they didn't even look at him because they know you're innocent. All they did is smoke cigarettes and drank coffee. Now, I don't like to take all this time to say these things, but there's so much smut being said about us. I mean, you know, I would be... A lot of people would think I'm actually guilty if I didn't answer these things. All right, then go ahead.
He stated that the IRS had them in their possession during the trial.
They certainly did. And Mr. Belcher, we have it on record, okay? And he can't lie about that. He even asked me during the trial, would you like to have another trial? And I said, sure, because it's a hung jury. And it was hung for a real long time. And my attorney, Jeff Dickstein, kept saying, no, because he got off 17 years. He was an anti-IRS attorney, and he had written a book, to Don't Pay Taxes, and they were going to send him away for 17 years. So he made a bargain with the Internal Revenue Service to not defend me in the trial. And I couldn't understand, because he defended me terrifically in another trial. I've probably been in and out of courthouses about 100 times because they've tried everything on me. And I've won every one of them except that where my attorney just laid down for them and where they had hired so many false witnesses against me, and then they hid my books, records, and receipts, the ones that would have shown without a shadow of a doubt that I was innocent. And I have letters from my professional witness, who was the comptroller for Shell Oil Company. They've got him in prison now, probably for defending me. And he said, I knew you were not guilty. I knew it. And I have copies of those letters. That should be put on the website, okay? Because he's in the Texarkana prison right now. All right, and then what else is he saying?
After he was released from prison, these documents and files mysteriously showed up.
They showed up because they were forced to give them back to me. I never had them. Here I was in prison. Then I went for 6 months. For 4 years I was in prison, and then 6 months in a halfway house there in Texarkana. And they had to ship all that stuff back to us, and everybody was, like, surprised. They saw all those books and records that they said I hid, when in fact they hid them. Can't you see all the different things that they do, all these homosexuals, these pedophiles that are in the Vatican? They are molesting little preteen-age boys, and then they're just the most rotten bunch of people in the world. They need to be born again in the Spirit, but they never prosecute them. They may prosecute 10 or 20, but there's like hundreds of thousands of pedophiles in the Vatican. They are so perverted, they need to get out of there, get married, and be born again of the Spirit, and be saved, and then get married to young Christian girls. Well, what do you mean by young, Tony? Just as the Bible says, when they reach puberty, they can be married. And even there's a lot of states in the United States that say that women, when they reach puberty at 12, 13, 14 years old. Now, you're going to get irate at me for this, but this is the law. This has been the law now for 100 years or more, maybe 200 years here in the United States. They can be married with parental permission at 12, 13, 14, 15 if they've started their periods, if they've reached puberty. Because that's the time that God made it to where they can have children, and God said for them to have children. Let the young women marry, and let them take care of their husbands and their children. Keep them busy, because women without supervision, without the Spirit of Christ in them, are horrible. They're using up 1.5 million condoms in New York City each month alone, and millions of birth control pills. So we know that if they were married, that they wouldn't have to do that. And then they go and commit first-degree murder by taking themselves into these abortion killing places, murdering places, and they murder these young children before they're even born. And they're alive. If they weren't alive, they wouldn't be growing. Okay, then what?
Was the federal government trying to prevent the Guyana tragedy from happening all over again?
No, what they did was they did it. They're the ones that committed it, and also they brag about murdering those little children and the men and women, their moms and dads at Waco, and they boast about bombing. Clinton boasted of bombing 50 countries and didn't care whether there was children, men, women, whatever, old grandmothers and grandfathers. They're the devil, okay? And if you want to stand by the devil and believe him rather than me, well, then you're going to be judged for it. Rather than believing the Lord God Almighty and the kingdom of heaven and his word, you're crazy. Okay, then what?
Or were they trying to harass and imprison an innocent minister trying to teach human beings about the wrath of God?
Was not only teaching them about the wrath of God, but if you get saved and accept the Lord Jesus Christ his way, then there is no wrath upon you whatsoever. There's no condemnation to those that walk in Christ Jesus, that walk in the Holy Spirit. There's no condemnation to those that walk with the Lord, that have Christ's Spirit in them. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so what else?
In his newsletter, which depicts the photograph of the famous U.S. country singer Willie Nelson and himself.
Yeah, Willie and I know each other, and I know almost all the country stars. And many of the other superstars of rock and roll, I've done clothing for all of them. For Chicago, for Bruce Springsteen, for Michael Jackson, for the Beatles. I've done clothing for Hulk Hogan, clothing for Mr. T, for Dolly Parton. You name them, and I've probably done clothes for them. For Cinderella. Everybody that's anybody has been in my store in Nashville, and the government took it and just sold it for pennies on the dollar. Okay, then what?
In his newsletter, which depicts the photograph of the famous U.S. country singer Willie Nelson and himself at the Grand Ole Opry, Nashville, Tennessee, USA, he is wearing dark sunglasses, which...
Yeah, I wear dark sunglasses because I've got glaucoma. And so he's going to say, just like Jim Jones... Well, Ray Charles wore dark glasses, but he was a dope addict. Not me. I don't take drugs, okay? How could I preach the gospel if I took drugs? Then what else?
He's wearing dark sunglasses, which...
Oh, isn't that a sin? Look at all the people in the world that wear dark sunglasses, so that makes them a devil, right? Everybody that I know wears dark sunglasses, even my little daughter. I mean, and all the little children in the church, when it's sunny outside, they put on the dark shades, you know, and I wear them because my eyes are sensitive to the light. So, oh, I'm an evil person because I wear dark sunglasses. What else are they going to accuse me of? Okay, yeah, crazy idiot. Okay, then what else?
He's wearing dark sunglasses, which Jim Jones always wore because of drug abuse.
Yeah, but I don't abuse drugs, and drugs don't abuse me, okay?
Amen.
And I don't allow any drugs in my church, all right? And everybody can confirm that.
Amen.
Okay, then what else?
In Tony Alamo's website, he clearly states the words, quote, false accusers against Tony Alamo, unquote.
Yes. Just as they still falsely accuse Jesus that he was married and that he had kids and he was having a sex... You bunch of filthy liars, you're going to stand before the Lord. Don't you know that a lifetime goes by very fast? You better be very careful what you're saying. Okay, then what else?
This sounds like the same paranoid teachings that Jim Jones...
Is that paranoid to tell the truth? What are you paranoid of? Are you paranoid of me? I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just trying to tell you, win your soul to the Lord. Why are you so afraid of me, all you people? Because I'm not preaching death, I'm preaching life in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen? Amen? Don't be afraid of me. Be afraid. Don't even be afraid of the devil. If you get saved, you don't have to fear anybody or anything but the Lord. Fear, the Bible says, fear God and keep his commandments, for that's the whole duty of man. It says, let us come to the bottom line, the conclusion of all things. Here's what it is. Fear God and only, and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of mankind. Okay, then what?
The only thing I can say to Tony Alamo is take off those dark sunglasses, get rid of those black leather jackets, put on
It's a sin to wear black leather jackets, too. Oh, my God. All you people out there, now throw away your sunglasses and throw away your... black leather jackets. Now, you do that right away or you'll be of the devil, he says. All right? Isn't that sick?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, what else?
Put on a decent suit and tie.
Oh, okay. So the man's even going to tell me how to dress now. I can't wear my T-shirt sometimes and my jeans. Get out of here, you dope. Okay, then what?
And quit hanging around tax evasion bums like Willie Nelson.
Oh, now he said, now Willie Nelson's a bad guy. Willie Nelson's the one that influenced me not to pay tax. I have paid taxes. I've paid more taxes than this guy ever thought of. And is that the end of it?
No.
Keep going then.
And also, what is he doing at the Grand Ole Opry to begin with?
Because what was Jesus doing around publicans and sinners? He was preaching the gospel to them, and so was I.
Amen.
Okay, is there something wrong with going to where the sinners are? Okay, that's what the Lord came into this world for, is to save sinners. Okay, young man or old man, whoever you are, crazy person, get saved so you won't be crazy anymore. Then what?
This concert hall has nothing to do with religion or any spiritual teachings.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay, well, that's why we're supposed to go in there and witness and testify to him. I think it's a good idea. Is that
Amen.
All? How much more? Because we only got...
4 more paragraphs.
How much?
4 more paragraphs.
Okay, we'll have to continue that tomorrow. I see that my time is up right now. So the you people that don't want to believe Satan or the Antichrist and people like this, if you want the Lord, he wants you to be his container. That's why he made us in his image and likeness. So to do that, all you have to do to start out is we have to continue on to the end. It says, say this prayer unto the Lord. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy former sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up if you're not driving, and praise and thank the Lord, and keep doing it until the end. And then also, be baptized, fully submerged in water, not like the Catholics do, by sprinkling you, because that's not symbolic of a death. And make sure you get baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and be baptized with the Holy Spirit, because you'll have power when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now here's Sharon to tell you four different ways that you can receive a copy of program number 373. It's absolutely free, including postage and handling. Please specify whether you want an audio tape or a CD. Go ahead, Sharon.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Well, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for another strong, powerful message in the Lord. And also make sure, I'm just joking now, throw away all your black leather jackets and your sunglasses. No more sunglasses, okay, or you'll be just like Jim Jones. Here is the Life Choir singing the Life Prayer Song.
Thank you.